ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
It's the podcast. It's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. I wish we had have hit record like literally 10 seconds earlier because you just did an epic neck crack.
Yeah, I just moved my neck and I was like,
oh, the satisfaction.
I know. Because sometimes it feels like it's got to go and no matter what you do, you can't get it. And then other times, it's just ecstasy when it's like.
Sometimes I get out of bed in the morning and as I sit up, because I sleep very heavy, my back goes crack, 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 crack. Like it cracks all the way up and it sounds like it wouldn't be nice, but
it's so
good, man. It's so good.
This doesn't happen before you're 30, though, does it?
No, God, no.
Like nothing cracks
what
when you're
What we're saying
a kid.
Right now, producer Brooke, who's in her 20s.
What are you talking about?
Does not relate to this at all. But I think you're either a person, too, though, that gets satisfaction over bone cracks or you're grossed out by it. Like
no,
there's
I love
no
it.
Gray
I watch
area there.
Those videos of chiropractors on YouTube where they're just cracking people. I love it.
Chiropractors are mad dogs, mate. Just crack you back into place. Anyway, it's the pod. It's the Cliffo and Gabby pod. Huge never going to get one today. We meet a woman who had identical triplets. We come up with a playlist for Cliffo and Gabby set up Saturday and a whole lot of other fun and frivolity. So hang about.
Fun and frivolity.
Yeah, I can't guarantee fun or frivolity. Just enjoy it anyway.
Cliffo and Gabby's set up Saturday.
Happening tomorrow, 3 till 6pm. Please join us and set up your Christmas tree with us while we have celebrity guests talking about Christmas. We have Santa on. And not only that, but we're going to be playing nothing but Christmas songs. Mm. It's very rare that we ask for song requests. But this is a family affair, we want everyone to have input on what songs
very,
we play.
It's very rare that we ask for song requests in this day and age because people have got Spotify and the listener app and so much stuff now. But 131060, what should we play when we as a radio family tomorrow are setting up our Christmas trees? I said Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Trees.
Oh, what a tune.
And you said
Wham!
Last Christmas.
Yes! Best.
But it's really about what you guys want on 131060. Yeah, so we're here to just accommodate it for you.
Yes.
What songs do we have to play during Setup Saturday tomorrow? 131060, Kylie's here, mate. Your first request, first cab off the rank.
Oh, good one. Okay, well, it's got to be Michael Bublé. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, I
that's
love
be
this. Such a classic.
A favourite there from the boob.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It makes me feel so good.
Everywhere.
It makes him feel good. Every Christmas.
Yeah, he gets a bit of coin.
When his pockets are lined with those sweet, sweet Christmas royalties. Michael Bublé certainly made Christmas his own. Well done, Kylie. Shannon's here. Shannon, how old are you?
Eight.
So what's your request? What song would you like to hear as a Christmas song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, a classic one. I think a lot of kids are going to want a little bit of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tomorrow.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Yeah, I do.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
But
jazz
do
version.
You recall the most famous reindeer? You like that, don't you, Shannon?
Yep.
Good call,
good
bro.
One.
Jack's here. Jack's another young. And how old are you, Jack?
Seven.
What's your song request, Jack?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, walk.
Jingle bell, walk.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock.
Good choice.
Jingle bells chime and jingle bells. Right.
You know you'll hear that at the carols in the Domain
100%.
On Christmas Eve.
If not, it'll be at the My Music Bowl when they do those ones. It's always the Sydney versus Melbourne carols.
It is, isn't it?
131060, Sonia, what Christmas carol do you want to hear? Or Christmas song?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's a sad little thing, but it's so good.
It's so good.
And guys, also, also something really awesome to dance your socks off to.
Okay. I reckon my one qualifies. Oh, have you got another one? Did you want to say?
No, I don't know one off the top of my head.
Do you like this one then? Because this, I reckon my one's a dancey one. Do you like this?
Yep, all right. That's a
tick. She's easy to play.
Sonia has said yes to that one.
Ethan, what song do you want, mate? Rocking Around the Christmas
Tree.
Very
Home Alone, isn't it?
Said that, yeah. Rocking around the Christmas tree and laughing Very Kevin McCallum style.
Like he's got all the people that he's moving around, so it looks like there's a party going on.
And then he like attaches one cutout to a train. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Ethan, you're probably too young to know that.
I love it.
Thanks for the call, Ethan. And thank you to everyone who rang through on 131060. We've been absolutely slammed. Producer Brooke, if you didn't get through on the air, she's taking them all.
She's compiling a list.
I'm low-key Devo that no one said the Paul Kelly one that you don't even know. Who's gonna make the gravy? All about making gravy before Christmas Day.
What this song is?
Such a good song. The someone request the gravy song tomorrow, please. Just that flour, salt,
a little red wine. And if you don't know how to make gravy, listen in tomorrow.
Just listen to the Paul Kelly lyrics. He makes a great gravy. It's happening tomorrow afternoon from 3. It's Cliffo and Gabby's Christmas tree setup Saturday. You've got to be here tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock, only on Hits or the free listener app.
I've made it very obvious on this show in the past that I can fall asleep very easily. When we fly anywhere for the show, I'm normally asleep before the safety
message. It's actually embarrassing. I've had
before we
flight
even taxi
attendants
out.
Look over at me before, like, is that chick all right?
That's, she's just asleep. She's fine.
Ignore like, the drool.
I sit down and I'm out.
It's a great skill to have.
It's
I'm
pretty handy.
Very, very jealous. I wish I could fall asleep like that.
But I've definitely taken it to the next level. And I think it's because it's the end of the year. Everyone's even more tired than normal. Mm. And we're really just, you know, crawling our way to the finish line. And I went to the hairdresser just the other day. I'm looking after my locks in the lead up to the wedding to try to get them nice. And it's a long appointment. I'm there for about 4 hours because I get a scalp bleach. I get really tired when I'm at the hairdresser, especially when you're lying in the basin. And on occasion, I have just had little micro snoozes where you close your eyes and you're like, and you wake yourself up. You're like,
it is understandable too. Like when you ladies go to the hairdresser,
you're there for
like when my ever. Wife will go to the hairdressers, then I'll see her in February.
Right.
Like,
it's not even an exaggeration.
It's a very, very long trip.
It's a long trip. And I was sitting at the chair reading my book and I could feel myself getting tired. I'm like, no, I can find
eyes
this.
Eyes getting
I can find
heavier.
This. Yeah. And then I go and lay in the basin and they were putting a treatment on my hair. Next thing I know, they've finished up with me and they're asking me to leave the basin. I'm like, God, that was quick. And it wasn't until yesterday that I thought back and I was like, hold on a second. I lay in the basin and I forget everything that happened in about, it would have been about 20 minutes time.
Yeah.
I woke back up and went over to the seat.
You were really asleep.
So what has happened while I've been there, while I've been snoozing, they have put a full treatment on my hair.
Right.
They've done a full head massage. Yeah. They've washed my hair twice and conditioned it and dried it off. And then they've woken me up to move back to the chair.
You just know during that as well, there's been, is that okay? Like, is that pressure okay? And you've just gone.
Because I had to apologize to them because I'm like, I bet I was snoring. And the girl that was doing the head massage just looked at me and goes, yeah.
It was disturbing the other customers, I'm afraid to say. We're never going to get one on. Never going to get one on.
Never going to get one on. Never going to get one. We threw it out there this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who is one of or had identical triplets, because we hear of identical twins all the time, but identical triplets is super ridiculously rare. And producer Brooke has actually found a lady by the name of Gina Judney who's on the line with us right now. How are you, Gina?
Tired.
We're chatting to Gina all the way over in the UK. Tell us, Gina, when did you realise there was something not quite typical about your pregnancy?
So pretty early on, actually, said to my husband, I think I'm having twins, but I didn't tell anyone else because with COVID and we weren't really seeing anyone anyway, I thought I'd be traditional and keep it a bit of a secret until we'd had the first scan. And then at the scan appointment, the sonographer straight away said, oh my gosh, you're having twins. So I was like a little bit shocked. I was a bit spooked out because I thought, oh my gosh, I had a feeling. But then after about 15, 20 minutes, she goes round the corner of my belly and my husband says, is that a third head? And everyone, honestly, you could hear a pin drop in the room.
Wow.
The sonographer got really excited. She was like, oh my God, 26 years I've been scanning and I've never found triplets. I was like, stop right there. Don't find any more.
That being off me now.
Yeah.
So finding triplets is pretty rare, but identical triplets, which means one egg has divided into three babies. Yeah. That is so rare.
Yeah. And what's even more rare is that they were all sharing a single placenta as well. So with identicals, they can have their own placenta, which obviously is a lot better for them because that placenta is their lifeline. But with mine, they were all sharing that same one. So, yeah, it was a complete roller coaster.
You ended up having three little baby boys, and I find it kind of ironic that literally fighting from the moment they were brought into this world for the one placenta, because there's going to be lots of fighting in your house over the years. But let's talk about their birth, because this is crazy. Yeah. In the operating room, there was 30 people. Each of the boys had their own neonatal team. Obviously, they were delivered via C-section. I mean, it was almost like a show. 30 people.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of the relaxing kind of environment you want in a birthing suite.
Oh my God, yeah. And they were supposed to be a planned C-section at 33 weeks. They wouldn't let me go any more than that. But then I ended up going into labour naturally at 31 weeks plus 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And then when I got to the hospital, they were kind of, my waters broke, and they were kind of hoping that they'd just stay in there for a bit longer. But then very, very quickly, contraction started. And they had to rush them out because one of the triplets, triplet two, Jensen, he started getting really distressed. So it was very much an emergency. They got them out in 1 minute, 52 seconds.
Wow.
And they were all born at exactly the same time, which is super duper rare. And again, when we went to go and register their birth, they were asking what time they were all born. And we were like, 3:52 a.m. And they were like, yeah. And then triplet two. I was like, 3:52 a.m.
But that's a great thing.
They were like, no. They were like, we can't actually put that down on the computer. The computer says no. They were like, how many seconds? I was like, well, I don't know. They didn't clock the seconds. It's just the minutes.
I know twins that fight over who's older, so who's wiser. So it's great that your triplets won't have those arguments because they're all born at the exact same time. They can't have anything over the next.
And you, first question we asked was, how are you? And you said, tired. And I 100% sympathise with that.
Yeah.
Gina, you're a remarkable woman with an incredible story. Good luck to Jimmy, Jensen and Jackson. Good luck to you and your husband. Yeah. And thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you. That's all right. Happy to share.
Alpha Bucks. All right, Alpha Bucks. It's happening Monday after the weekend. 1,000 buckaroos on the line, Gabrielle, my good friend.
The answer you want to get you a step up when you play is car. Toot, toot.
What is it? Car.
Big red car. No, just car.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red
car.
Car is your free answer for Alpha Bucks for Monday on Hit.
That ain't 1060. We want to know when you changed because of the person you were dating, because Kourtney Kardashian has very obviously gone through a transformation since dating Travis Barker. He's a rocker from Blink-182, and she was a Kardashian who was wearing all different colours and florals and pretty things, and then all of a sudden, black corsets and black kind of punk rocker leather, and it was her fashion has 100% gone 180 and changed.
And it's not a bad thing.
Nah, she looks hot.
We all go through that as well, too. I would die to see photos of you in your, your punk pop emo face.
I was in love with the singer of my cousin's band.
Think Short Stack. But the local version.
Like, way worse. Of that. We were 16. They had a jam room. We'd go there and watch them, like, practice.
This was, like, Canberra's, where Gabby grew up. Canberra's Simple Plan.
Not even. They didn't even get a gig, I don't think.
But not like that. You were still in love with the lead singer no matter what.
Oh, yeah. And I changed.
To the point where you changed.
I was emo.
And, like, I laugh at you, but I had the girlfriend who I was at a jewelry shop with one day, and she pointed at, like, a bangle. It was a bracelet thing. Silver. She's like, that looked really good on you.
How long did you wear it for?
Oh, we dated for 6 months. The minute she left, my mates were like, bro.
Get rid of the bangle.
What are you doing still wearing the bangle? 131060 is our phone number. Like, not in a bad way, but in a fun way. How did you change because of the person you were dating?
Yeah.
Jazz on 131060, how did you change?
Well, in high school, I also went through the the emo goth stage. I was in love with a guy called Devil Man. He was a goth.
No.
God, what was Devil his real Man. Name? Because Devil Man, like, that's obviously a name he's given himself. Was his real name like Derek or something?
I think it was Adrian.
Adrian, yeah. Of course it was. So what kind of goth did you look like? What did you look like? What did you do? Did you dye your hair black? Did you wear spikes?
Well, I already had dark hair, so I dyed my hair black. I used to just wear all black. I even made my mum move into the house next door to him.
Okay, that's next level.
That's like stalker level there, Jazz.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, mate.
No worries.
Sharon, you're next. Sharon, how did you change because of someone you're dating?
Yeah, so I changed probably a year ago. I had no intention for Supercoach NRL Fantasy, and now I sit at Monday, Tuesdays with my husband picking our team out when it comes to the footy season.
Oh my God.
In NRL Fantasy League, not even like the real league.
It's not even a real thing. That's like
No.
What you're doing is like, you know those tabletop games like Warcraft or whatever they go? It's that, but for NRL. That's like the nerd level
of NRL.
Of NRL we're talking.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was possible, but you've made me feel like my Bangle face.
Not that bad.
The
finale of The Bachelorette was on last night. They didn't even try to trick us with editing because it was very obvious about halfway through the episode which direction it was going to go. And unfortunately for Jamie Lee, Brooke did end up picking David in the end. Jamie Lee does join us right now, though. How are you feeling?
Guys, I'm actually feeling really good. It's nice to have it all out there in the open.
How are you feeling when it all went down in real time? Because it seemed like you were pretty upset about it all.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I had my heart broken, but I feel really lucky that it's kind of all done. And I'm really happy for Brooke, genuinely from the bottom of my heart. All I want is her happiness, and she's definitely found that.
You said that the whole way through. You always said you just wanted her to be happy, which is so selfless and beautiful. Are you still going to be friends with Brooke, though? Because you've been friends for 3 years now. Just because you're not together, are you still going to have a friendship?
I think we will always have that mutual respect and love for each other. It's obviously not romantic anymore, but, you know, I'll be supporting them from the sidelines.
A couple of the contestants, Jamie Lee, have now made it official that they are together, Holly and Millie, which we did not see coming. Have you spoken to them?
Yeah, I've actually known for a little while that they've been romantically invested, and I'm so happy for them. I think they're the sweetest couple, and I'm actually obsessed. They're the screensaver of my phone right now. That's how happy I am.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about Conrad and Abby then? Because Abby was on last night grilling you as one of Brooke's best friends, Abby Chatfield, of course. Mm. And then Conrad was one of the very much finalists in the competition to win Brooke's heart. And they're now dating. And it looks like Brooke has unfollowed Abby on Instagram. What's your take on that?
Look, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened between them. I can't speak for that. But I think that Conrad and Abby seem like a really sweet couple. And I'm really happy that he's found love.
Would you be mad about that if your best mate picked up one of the contestants you dumped along the way?
I understand it from an outsider's point of view. I mean, Brooke and Abby are friends. They do have a lot of similarities. So I can see why that Conrad and Abby hit it off.
God, this is taking me back to grade 12.
Everyone's dated everyone.
This is like the little friendship group in the little country town I grew up in.
It is. Yep. Jamie, have you found love since leaving?
Not yet, but I'm totally open, and I'm hoping that now everyone knows that I'm single, they'll hit up my DM.
Wow. Slide into a DM, everybody.
There you go. That's an open invitation. Slide into her DMs. Any regrets, Jamie Lee?
Not at all. Nothing. I feel like I wore my heart on my sleeve. I was vulnerable and I don't regret a thing.
Mm. What a great way to leave the show with no regrets.
Okay. Well, she is the runner-up and we love her. Just an absolute sweetheart. Jamie Lee, unfortunately, not winning over Brooke's heart in a romantic sense, but yeah, winning over us this morning, Jamie Lee. Big love, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm producer Brooke, and apparently
I eat like a 5-year-old.
But today, I'm trying for the very first time
a fruit mince pie.
Bring it on.
We wanted to get into this nice and early in case she does like fruit mince pies because, you know, if we figured it out too late in the year and they weren't on the shelves anymore, it would have been a waste. Yeah. So, producer Brooke, how are you feeling?
We could have started back in September.
We should have.
When they first started appearing.
So you really had a couple of months to eat them if you liked them. But yeah, you've never tried a fruit mince pie.
No, and I mean, I'm holding it right now. It's got quite a strong smell, so I'm a bit scared for this one. I think I may already know the answer.
Did your parents ever have these in the house?
No, never. I mean, we had candy canes, but that was pretty much it when it came to Christmas dessert.
Don't judge a book by its cover, okay? The pastry, you're going to laugh because... Well, I know your palate. Mm. It's sweet. It's carby. It's everything producer Brooke likes.
Yep.
Bland.
Yeah. It's just pastry, you know. But it's the inside. It's the spiced fruit that I think either divides or conquers.
Yeah, but you did say yesterday you like sultanas and raisins. So, you know, don't let the smell deter you. I think... We might be onto a winner. I reckon this might be all right.
You want to take the silver tray off it.
It's not tasty.
The tray is off, particularly if you've got fillings. Take a bite whenever you're ready, producer Brooke. Then we will run through our taste test criteria.
See how we go.
And work
She's
out
taken
if
it.
Producer Brooke tries.
No, she took a very small bite. Like, that's a lot of pastry, not a lot of innards. Okay,
there
we go. She's gone for the innards now.
Don't disappoint me now, Brooke. You've always impressed me with your commitment to the big bite.
She's done it now.
She's screwing the face
up. She doesn't look happy about it.
This is not good.
She's trying to swallow and she's struggling.
All right, first reaction, producer Brooke.
I'm not feeling so jolly after that.
Not feeling so jolly? What about the flavour? Does it have a nice flavour?
I liked the pastry.
Yeah, well.
I knew it was
more the texture, I think, of the fruit. Like, the actual taste of it isn't that bad, but it just feels a bit unnecessary, the texture.
That's jammy.
Next texture. How do you rate this food's texture? Not well, clearly.
Oh, zero.
Zero on the texture. Smell to taste, is it different? Because you didn't like the smell, but you said the taste isn't so bad.
Yeah, the taste was a lot better than the smell of it. So it gets points there.
It's like Parmesan cheese.
Okay. Producer Brooke, a fruit mince pie, is it too sweet, sour, salty, or bitter?
Oh, I think it's the right amount of sweetness. It's really just the texture that's bothering me.
Okay. Would you eat it again?
The sourness and the bitterness can upset people. With a
the
fruit mince pie. Yeah, the spiciness, because they're not the sweetest pie. Like, they're not as sweet as an apple pie.
No, I find it a weird thing to spice fruit. Although, I like spiced fruity wine, so.
You like just wine? will you eat this food again, yeah?
I think I'll give it a pass.
Give it a pass.
One and done, yeah.
All right, so if she ever gets mince pies, they're going out for Santa.
You know, I secretly... For years you've teased me about loving fruit mince pies and being an old man when it comes to
loving them.
You know, my taste in Christmas desserts, and I kind of was hoping I'd have an ally on the team in producer Brooke.
That is
a
no.
I'm out on my own. I'm all by
means
myself.
Means you don't have to share.
Hey, there's a bright side. There's a bright side.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.